Pixel World Level A2 Listening. Listening Exercise 1. Choose the correct picture A, B or C. Example, what did she order?
Hello, welcome to the Sicilian House Restaurant. What can I get you?
For starters, I would like to have a Caesar salad.
All right. And for the main course?
Do you have chicken?
No, we don't. We only serve Italian food. We have delicious spaghetti and traditional Italian pizza.
Okay then, the pizza sounds great. What did she order?
Hello. Welcome to the Sicilian House Restaurant. What can I get you?
For starters, I would like to have a Caesar salad.
All right. And for the main course?
Do you have chicken?
No, we don't. We only serve Italian food. We have delicious spaghetti and traditional Italian pizza.
Okay then, the pizza sounds great. Number 1. Where was the shopping list?
Look at all these bags. Where were you?
I went to the supermarket. I think I bought everything we need. Thank you for leaving a shopping list on the kitchen table.
It was my pleasure. Did you remember to buy everything we need for the cookie recipe too?
Oh no, I forgot about that.
But I left you the recipe next to the phone catalogue. Never mind, I can go later myself.
Where was the shopping list?
Look at all these bags. Where were you?
I went to the supermarket. I think I bought everything we need. Thank you for leaving a shopping list on the kitchen table.
It was my pleasure. Did you remember to buy everything we need for the cookie recipe too?
Oh no, I forgot about that.
But I left you the recipe next to the phone catalogue. Never mind, I can go later myself.
Number 2. What time will she visit the doctor?
Hello, this is Dr. Whitkin's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I have booked an appointment for today at 11:15, but unfortunately I have to change it. Is there another appointment for today?
I'm afraid that there are no more appointments available for today. But there are two available appointments for tomorrow, one at 9 o'clock and another one on 10:10.
Perfect. 9 o'clock would be the best.
Okay, see you tomorrow then.
What time will she visit the doctor?
Hello, this is Dr. Whitkin's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I have booked an appointment for today at 11:15, but unfortunately I have to change it. Is there another appointment for today?
I'm afraid that there are no more appointments available for today. But there are two available appointments for tomorrow, one at 9 o'clock and another one on 10:10.
Perfect. 9 o'clock would be the best.
Okay, see you tomorrow then.
Number 3. Where will they go?
Which attractions should we visit today?
Let me think. We have already visited the museum where we saw all these beautiful paintings. We could visit the castle today. I hear it's amazing.
I really like the museum, but I think visiting the castle could wait for tomorrow. I was thinking that we walk around the city and see its beautiful river and the walls around it.
That also sounds great. Let's go then. Where will they go?
Which attractions should we visit today?
Let me think. We have already visited the museum where we saw all these beautiful paintings. We could visit the castle today. I hear it's amazing.
I really like the museum, but I think visiting the castle could wait for tomorrow. I was thinking that we walk around the city and see its beautiful river and the walls around it.
That also sounds great. Let's go then. Number 4. What will they watch?
Let's watch a movie, shall we? It has been ages since the last time we saw one.
That's a great idea. Let's watch the new horror movie everyone talks about.
You know I can't stand this kind of films. How about watching a comedy instead?
Comedies are boring. Let's watch a romantic film. We both like them.
Sounds good to me. I'll get the popcorn, you start the movie.
What will they watch?
Let's watch a movie, shall we? It has been ages since the last time we saw one.
That's a great idea. Let's watch the new horror movie everyone talks about.
You know I can't stand this kind of films. How about watching a comedy instead?
Comedies are boring. Let's watch a romantic film. We both like them.
Sounds good to me. I'll get the popcorn, you start the movie.
Number 5. Which living room are they in?
Oh, you changed your living room. It's amazing.
Isn't it? I really like the brick wall behind the sofa.
Yes, it's a nice touch. But I'm amazed with the colours. And what a nice lamp. Yellow looks great in here.
Maria insisted I buy it. And I really like the sofa, don't you?
I like everything. Well done.
Which living room are they in?
Oh, you changed your living room. It's amazing.
Isn't it? I really like the brick wall behind the sofa.
Yes, it's a nice touch. But I'm amazed with the colours. And what a nice lamp. Yellow looks great in here.
Maria insisted I buy it. And I really like the sofa, don't you?
I like everything. Well done.
Number 6. Why does she have to go to the bank another day?
Why do you look so angry? What happened?
I was at the bank this morning and everything went wrong. The bus was late, so I was also late for my appointment.
Okay, these things can happen. So why are you so angry?
Because we had to spend another half an hour to get everything I wanted, and then there was a power cut. Finally, I realized I had forgotten my ID at home. So now I have to go back another day.
Oh, I get that now. I'm really sorry.
Why does she have to go to the bank another day?
Why do you look so angry? What happened?
I was at the bank this morning and everything went wrong. The bus was late, so I was also late for my appointment.
Okay, these things can happen. So why are you so angry?
Because we had to spend another half an hour to get everything I wanted, and then there was a power cut. Finally, I realized I had forgotten my ID at home, so now I have to go back another day.
Oh, I get that now. I'm really sorry.
Number 7. When do Mike's lessons end?
When will Mike arrive?
Well, if I remember correctly, he said that his lessons would end on Wednesday. That's when his holiday officially starts.
So he will be here by Saturday, right?
Oh no, I don't think so. I believe he will need a few days to pack, so he won't be here until Monday. But I am sure he will be here for your birthday, don't worry. When do Mike's lessons end?
When will Mike arrive?
Well, if I remember correctly, he said that his lessons would end on Wednesday. That's when his holiday officially starts.
So he will be here by Saturday, right?
Oh no, I don't think so. I believe he will need a few days to pack, so he won't be here until Monday. But I am sure he will be here for your birthday, don't worry. Number 8. What is Mark's new job?
Did you hear that Mark got a new job? He's so excited about this.
Really? No one told me. Does he still work as a clerk?
He decided to change his career. He was thinking of becoming a vet, but then a big company asked him to work for them.
That's amazing. And what does he do there?
He designs computer programs and is very happy with himself.
What is Mark's new job?
Did you hear that Mark got a new job? He's so excited about this.
Really? No one told me. Does he still work as a clerk?
He decided to change his career. He was thinking of becoming a vet, but then a big company asked him to work for them.
That's amazing. And what does he do there?
He designs computer programs and is very happy with himself.
Listening, exercise 2. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Example.
My cousin is getting married. Do you want to come to the wedding? My cousin is getting married. Do you want to come to the wedding?
Number 1.
Do you want to get a coffee with me tomorrow? Do you want to get a coffee with me tomorrow?
Number 2.
Do you have this shirt in a larger size? Do you have this shirt in a larger size?
Number 3.
Who was that girl you were talking to? Who was that girl you were talking to?
Number 4.
Can I book an appointment for a haircut on Monday? Can I book an appointment for a haircut on Monday?
Number 5.
Have you seen my glasses anywhere? Have you seen my glasses anywhere?
Number 6.
Are you excited for the trip to Monaco this weekend? Are you excited for the trip to Monaco this weekend?
Listening, exercise 3. Fill in the information according to the dialogue.
Good evening. You have called the Pilates studio. My name is Jenny. How can I help you?
Hello. I would like some information about the yoga lessons. I want to do something fun and relaxing.
Yoga is a great way to relax while exercising and having fun. All our instructors are great and know all the new exercises. Every class lasts 1 hour.
When do you offer the class?
The class takes place 3 times a week, on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. We also offer another class on Saturday mornings at 11:30. I would suggest exercising 2 times a week. Which days do you want to attend?
Mondays and Thursdays are good for me.
Great. So, in order to begin, I will need your full name.
It is Sarah Peterson.
Could you spell that?
Of course. It's Peterson.
Thank you. And your phone number?
It's 554-336-9887.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. You have called the Pilates studio. My name is Jenny. How can I help you?
Hello. I would like some information about the yoga lessons. I want to do something fun and relaxing.
Yoga is a great way to relax while exercising and having fun. All our instructors are great and know all the new exercises. Every class lasts 1 hour.
When do you offer the class?
The class takes place 3 times a week, on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. We also offer another class on Saturday mornings at 11:30. I would suggest exercising 2 times a week. Which days do you want to attend?
Mondays and Thursdays are good for me.
Great. So, in order to begin, I will need your full name.
It is Sarah Peterson.
Could you spell that?
Of course. It's Peterson.
Thank you. And your phone number?
It's 554-336-9887.
Okay, thank you.
That is the end of this listening assessment.